The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, and I have Linda Bott right here with me. Good morning, Linda Bott.
Is that really a brand new microphone?
No, this is not a brand new microphone.
Oh.
This really is a microphone suspension system.
Microphone suspension system.
Okay, we have new equipment.
But the new microphones, I'm looking at them right now, all set up in the other studio.
I'm looking around and I'm seeing shift happen.
Shift is happening. And speaking of, and the, you know what? The head shifter is Bad Bob. Good morning.
Well, greetings.
We didn't say shapeshifter. We said the shifter, yeah. The man who is shifting us from this studio into the other studio.
Yes, lots of parts and other improvements coming along. I was brainstorming for a caller comment system so that people can leave comments in the off hours, and then we can, and they will be told that they'll be edited for brevity. And by leaving a message, they will be agreeing to have it used on air so people can leave comments in the off hours.
That's a great idea. Everybody listening out there, you can call in, leave a comment. We'll edit it, take out any words that may or may not be applicable to the FCC rules, and then we'll play it the next day.
Yeah.
Thoughts from the night.
Yes.
Thoughts from the night.
Well, I have to like come up with a screener phone anyway, and I'll talk to you about
Alrighty.
It. But I was brainstorming. Okay, even in my off hours when I'm not being paid, I'm brainstorming.
Okay, you do a lot of things you're not being paid, Bob. Don't even go there with me. Because, okay, now Bob comes in. He's carrying all these blue wires. And I go, so, Bob, can you give me an estimate? He says, I'm not being facetious. I'm not being sarcastic. It will be done
when it's done.
When it's done. And I went,
can you pop me up just a little bit there?
That to me means... That's a time.
Yeah.
That's a time frame. I can live with that.
Right.
It'll be done when it's done. That tells me it's not going to be done today.
Well, what's not done today is the rain.
Uh-oh.
Would you like my segue? It's currently 48 degrees. Our lows will be 42. Scattered showers this morning and overnight into today with our highs of, 55. Tomorrow calls for a sunny day. Now, the showers won't be over today, but they should be tomorrow with our highs of 58. Mostly clear on Thursday night with our lows of 37. And Friday calls for mostly sunny with a...
I'm sorry.
With a high of 56.
That was rude. That's just what you're doing.
And a,
sorry.
Welcome to my world.
And a low of 42. Saturday, slight chance of showers with a high of 58 and a low of 41. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with... Remember, we can hear everything.
I'm sorry.
Including your snorts. 365-3793. 365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Are you punch drunk or what?
Gosh, I don't know what
punchy.
Happened. It was punchy. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Bob...
I want you to play that because somebody was offended, I think.
I want you to play the
hump
thing.
I can't stand any more of this.
Sometime during this morning, I want to hear hump day.
Mm.
Okay.
I can't stand any more of our political correct.
Oh, my gosh.
It's driving me crazy.
I've had it.
When I'm reading that Baby It's Cold Outside is being banned. That means that anything that Frank Sinatra or Dean Martin ever did with their little tongue-in-cheek antics is just.
It's anti-female. It's anti-female.
Me too.
Yeah, you finally got to Linda,
Thank
and you start
God.
Going after the songs. Wait a minute, the little show that from back in the '70s or sixties, even the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
my favorite Christmas show,
is being condemned for racism, misogynism, anti-gay, anti-straight, anti-everything. Can you believe that?
But Rudolph overcame his adversity and became the hero.
I understand that Rudolph's father was ashamed of him, but Rudolph came back and showed that being diverse, you can be a winner. That people, you can be the big stud in the herd.
It's all about tearing down our foundations. I'm sorry.
You know, the only thing I can think of is that people are just so ashamed of being Americans that this is the way they handle it. This is, oh, no, this is wrong. Oh, no, this is wrong. Oh, my God, let's just tear down these statues. And I'm not talking about just Confederate general statues.
See,
they're going
starts.
After they're going after presidents. They're going after, oh, well, he said this or he did that. You know, I mean, it's just, it's remarkable.
Revisionism.
It's remarkable that when you want to rewrite history or destroy what it was before, that you are in big danger of having it happen again. Now, so... Okay, here's my concealed carry story of the day.
All right.
South Carolina, a prisoner who I guess was a very big guy, and another prisoner fought their guards, beat him up, locked him in a room, and escaped. This big guy comes in, comes to a house. He's still in his orange jumpsuit, kicks in the door into the kitchen of this woman's house while she's in there, grabs a knife. She runs to the bedroom. He pursues her. He comes in through the door. She presents her concealed carry firearm that she had a license for, and she kills him.
Mm-hmm.
Drops him right there with a shot to the head.
Okay.
Well, she doesn't want her name to be used, and the sheriff says, I'm just so proud of this woman. This guy is a bad guy. And she wanted training because she was, you know, she lived by herself and she was afraid of what was, you know, that something might happen.
Well, she's lucky she had time to run to the bedroom.
She had that.
Really?
She used the gun the way she was taught to, and she stopped the threat. Now, see, these are incidents that'll say, you know, the people that want to take your guns are going to say, oh, somebody killed by a gun. This is one of those people that were killed by a gun. This many people killed by a gun last year. Well, this is one of them. As are the ones that get into shootouts with the police or they're gangbanging. Oh, those are people killed by guns. Well, if that woman did not have a firearm, this pistol, if she did not have that, who knows what would have happened to that lady? This guy was a violent criminal. So when you see these statistics, think about it. He didn't. It was just a house because he was on the run.
Oh, so she just happened
totally
to be in?
Just, you know, it could. I don't know anything more about it than that. It was a small town in South Carolina, and he kicks in the door of this house, you know, who God knows for what, but to get clothing, to get, who knows. But she's in there, and he pursues her, and she drops the hammer on him. But the point I'm trying to make is that she used the firearm that she'd been trained in and legally was carrying, had it in her house. And this statistic is going to be added in by the people that want to take your guns to take your guns.
Right.
Oh, this many people killed. Well, how many of those are killed by people defending themselves? The new studies show that people defending themselves with firearms and that not even fired is well over a million a year. Well over a million a year. So it's something else. And the reason I'm bringing this up now is Gavin Newsom is coming in. He's already said, I'm going after the semi-automatic. Well, the semi-automatic what? The rifle, the pistol, the shotgun? We have a lot to, you know, so much is going to be unfolded with Gavin in this new supermajority.
Well, maybe you need to reach out to him, because he is governor now, and reach out to him and give him a lesson from you, from your stance, yeah, on what these guns, for a lot of people up here, and what guns mean to them. I mean, every area is going to have a different kind of...
Yeah, but see, he doesn't care. But you know what?
You don't know that.
Does he forbid his bodyguards from carrying?
Of course not. His bodyguards are carrying everything they could possibly carry, including, I'm sure, there's automatic weapons close to wherever they are at. So, yeah, no, of course not. And neither does Bette Midler's bodyguards that are like 6'5", 6'6". You know, that surround her. I mean, I don't have three or four guys, you know, that are around Linda like that. When she goes down to... the Safeway, which, by the way, has cleaned up a little bit.
I don't know about that.
Not a lot. But
I was
something.
There last week. I call it Crackway, you know, on Pine. So everybody's got a name for it. But I know that any time I may hit the floor when I hear maybe a shot. But there, no, I mean, literally, there's people coming in. They rip off. They run out. You see. So anyway, but I go there because it's close to our home.
It is.
So we've done the weather. Let's do a quick break. We want to come back and do the five things you need to know today. And we're going to give a thanks
Alliance
for a sponsor.
Heating in here. Tell us why we love
Alliance.
Okay,
so yesterday,
Alliance.
My heater, our heater.
Thank you.
We woke up, I don't know, a couple days ago. The heater in the central heating was not functioning. So we try to, you know, we change out the batteries and think, well, maybe, you know, in that.
This is after we called and they said, did you change out the batteries?
And Carl couldn't find the batteries. I didn't mean to throw you under the bus. But anyway,
Bob, did she throw me under the bus?
So anyway, we replaced the batteries, and then the digits came back up. And I thought, oh, okay, well, I called them back. I said, hey, it was just the batteries. But in fact, what was happening is that it wasn't connecting. So even though the digits were up, the heater was not coming on in the main room. And we know how cold it's been. So when I called yesterday, and they came out on the same day. And this is what we love about our local, support local, stay local, Alliance Heating and Air. They came out, Cody, came out, crawled under the house because the first time he was there. It's so great to see a young, totally together professional.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because we've been added on so many times in our house before we bought it, you know, so there's like three different, you know, systems to go to. But he found the problem, and he corrected it, and it was nice to see. He was there maybe 45 minutes, and that's what Alliance Heating and Air does.
This is the kind of work they do.
Yeah, they just are honest and clean and dependable.
This is why they're voted best in the
North
State.
All the way around.
And give them a call, 221-2642. Or go to their website, homecomfort.org. These are kind of people that work on your home. You don't have to worry about it. And they're there when you need them.
Right.
Alliance Heating and Air. Okay. Hey, it's like 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 48 degrees going up to 55 today. The weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. But the rain should ease off by noon.
Okay, we're going to take a break. KCNR 1460.
This season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Cast members of Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the holidays.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web, at JRDebtConsulting.com, your local choice in credit repair.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Reading Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Redding Kia.
And as the marketing director for Redding Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
The light up the holiday sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR
1460.
I guess Madonna and Gaga are kind of having a tiff again.
I was singing. Like a bird.
You promised you wouldn't do that anymore.
You're right.
Welcome back to the show. And that was a really popular song when I was back in, when I was performing in Hong Kong. Every, it was that, and it was Careless Whisper. It was like a virgin in Careless Whisper. Every karaoke, every club. And so
Careless
they asked me,
Whisper.
There I was. That was like the biggest
Careless
request.
Whisper.
Would you please do like a verse? So I used to do this song.
What's Careless
Whisper? Careless Whisper. George Michael.
Picturing all these Chinese gentlemen swaying back and forth.
As they're singing, if you've ever been over in the Orient, karaoke is just it's crazy over there. I mean, businessmen are worth millions of dollars are all up drunk singing in front of them.
Well, I know, but there were these nice places, actually. There were beautiful five-star restaurants, hotels, and a beautiful lounge that I performed at. The Pink Giraffe.
It's called
the Pink Giraffe on the top of the Sheraton overlooking the Hong Kong Harbor. It was fabulous. Okay, let's talk about the five things you need to know today. You want to do a shout-out to one of our beautiful sponsors?
No, let's just do the...
Okay.
I'm still trying to get over the Pink Giraffe. You know what? I am probably one of the few people that have been there.
Well, maybe.
Years after you were there.
I was there in 85.
Oh, it wasn't too
no,
long.
No, 86, 87. 86, 87.
I was there in 89 because we floated in and we went up. Yeah, that was a nice place.
It was the top of the Sheraton.
Yeah, it was a nice place.
Absolutely.
We were.
What do you think? I was going to schlep and sing over the Far East?
Not a thing.
I had a beautiful.
I didn't think you'd be in one of the noodle places. No.
No, hell no. Okay, number one, Mueller investigation. That's expected. FBI Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Filed a sentencing memo for President Trump's ex-National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. The big takeaway, Mueller suggests Flynn should not get prison time
because get any type of prison
he gave
time.
Substantial assistance to the investigation.
Well, you know what they get? They got Flynn on. They asked Flynn questions and then two or three different places, and when it didn't match up, we got you for lying under oath. That's what they get him for. And this is, they don't get him for what they went after them for. They get him for lying about it.
Okay.
Or let me put it this way, for changing their testimony for whatever reason. So, I mean, it is insidious when they say, let's put you under oath. Okay? But when they start asking questions, now you've got to answer them. I guess you can say, I invoke the Fifth. I'm not going to say anything.
All right.
Can you tell us your name? No.
Number two, stocks. Well, yesterday was a horrible day for the markets, but remember Monday's enthusiasm over the trade truce between the U.S. and China? Gone. The Dow plunged 799 points with bank stocks hit especially hard. Sure, the economy is ups and downs, but when bank stocks dip and concerns about bond yields come into play, it can signal a slowdown. Tech stocks like Apple, Google, Amazon, and Netflix also fell sharply. UPS and FedEx stock fell too.
Wow. What they're saying is that the tech stocks may be in time for a rough ride here for the rest of the year.
But the markets are closed today because the nation mourns our former president.
And maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know. They knew that the markets were going to be closed today. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
Jamal Khashoggi, number three. Republican senators had strong words after leaving a classified briefing about the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Senator Bob Corker said outright that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman monitored the killing of Khashoggi in October at Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul. If he were in front of a jury, he would be convicted of murder in about 30 minutes, he said. Lindsey Graham said there's
so much for that classified briefing they just got.
Yeah. Lindsey Graham said there's not a smoking gun, there's a smoking saw.
Oh, Saw. Oh.
Both are leading a charge to rebuke the Crown Prince and possibly distance U.S. from Saudi Arabia's military interest. But GOP U.S. Representative Chris Stewart said to one of our outlets, news outlets, that journalists disappear all over the country and this incident can't get in the way of U.S. interests.
Well, yeah, but when it's tied directly to the royal Saudi family, or the Saudi royal family, that there's got to be something done. I mean, this guy was a, you know, he was a green, you know, and they say he's a citizen. He was a green card. The guy was a green card. I think his kids are citizens. But the fact is still, nobody should be brought into a place and strangled and cut up, dissolved.
Right.
And then they're saying it was an accident.
And the cleaner.
Oh, it was an accident by an overzealous guard there. Yeah, right. Jeez. This is like a bad movie.
No, it is. Number four, Somalia. More than two decades after closing its embassy in Somalia, the U.S. announced it has reestablished a permanent diplomatic presence in the East African nation. The U.S. closed its embassy in the capital city of Mogadishu.
Or Moog.
Oh, there you go. In 91.
Either the Moog or the Dish.
After the overthrow of the country's president, but has been warming up diplomatic sentiment. Somalia in recent years also has been subject to widespread famine and has been a regular focus of U.S. counterterror efforts. U.S. military strikes in Somalia have targeted suspected fighters for ISIS and a militant group linked to Al-Qaeda.
Yep.
All right, so no comment.
Well, I spent months in Somalia during that time period when we went in to restore order, and we did. The Marine Corps went in there and we restored order. It was tough. It was nasty fighting. It was bloody, but we felt like, and this was under President Bush, who's being his services are today. He went in there, and people were going. Usually people say, well, we go in only for our own self-interest. Well, if you've ever been to Somalia, I'm not sure what our self-interests are. Self-interest there were, I mean, there was no oil there. There could have been, oh, it's in the shipping lanes. Well, that's not a big thing. The fact was that literally millions of people were starving to death, and we went in to instill order. If you look at Black Hawk Down, the movie, just the first part, where the warlords are taking the food from other people and letting them starve to death. While they take care of their own. But what I'm getting at is this, is that Somalia was done under President Bush, who's 41, to restore order. We did that. The Marines pulled out. The Special Forces Rangers were still there, and that's when Black Hawk Down started. That's when it occurred.
Okay, two more things. 5.1 million. That's how many pounds of beef are being recalled because they could be tainted with salmonella.
Mm. No hamburgers today.
The recall is an expansion of a recall that started in October. 12 million pounds of beef have been affected. Now, let's go back to this one. NYPD drones. Drones are coming to the nation's largest police force, and while they may have some seriously helpful applications, civil rights groups worry they open the door to some Orwellian.
Yep.
I love this word, levels of privacy invasion. The NYPD announced it will start using a fleet of 14 drones, 11 small ones, two large weather-resistant ones, and thermal imaging and zoom capabilities.
And two armed ones.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
They'll be used to document crime scenes and collisions, monitor crowds and traffic at events, gather information at hazardous scenes, and even be used during hostage situations. That's good. They won't be used for routine patrol or traffic enforcement or to monitor citizens.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Despite the promise, that is not true. The New York City's New York Civil Liberties Union says it's concerned the department's police doesn't place many official limits on drone use.
No. They're going to use it to help the law enforcement to keep their officers safe. And guess what? You don't think you're going to be observed by these? You don't think that they're going to be using face recognition technology? We can get more into this later.
And
anyway.
Finally, I just want to bring up that, you know, we were going to have our Cascade group on this morning to talk about some of the upcoming events. And I know that, it's very strange time. So, Here's my recommendation. Go to cascadetheater.org, and when you think you just can't figure out what to get the person who has got so much stuff or who lost all their stuff, and they're trying to figure out, I don't want that stuff, but I need new stuff, and I don't know what that stuff is, get them a membership at Cascade Theater. I'm telling you, that is the gift that keeps giving, because with the Cascade Theater and all the wonderful acts they have through there, and shows and movies and special events, you will be the member will get first pick. So, like, say when Judy Collins came, or some of the great acts that came and they sold out, the first sale goes to the members, and there's other perks as well. Also want to tell you that December 16th, mark your calendar. I just got a call last night. I'm happy to do it because I've been missing doing my Christmas songs. And it's been a strange year. So it's going to be a spiritual thing for me, too, just to pull out these wonderful Christmas songs with my special band. And we're putting them together now. December 16th, we'll be doing a couple hours at the Cascade before the movie. And what's the movie, Bob? You love this movie that they're playing that night. Their annual Christmas movie is something. But this year it will be.
Well, the greatest line in the movie is, "Fragile must be Italian."
The Christmas Story.
Yeah.
All right.
Fragile. Is this about the leg?
Yeah. That's when he gets the special award.
The special award.
Oh my God.
If you have not seen this movie,
we need a tickle.
Come join us. Yeah. Come join us down here on the 16th. Okay,
and coming up next, we've got Peter Griggs talking about something special. Of course, he brings in wonderful information from what's happening at the Shasta College.
Yeah, and some of the things it's doing to help people from the fires. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Head on down to any of the branches. Your friends and neighbors are there. The newest one, 1845 California Street, but very soon the main branch is going to be moving over there on Hart now. So head on down, see how Cornerstone Community Bank is moving local dreams forward. Visit online at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back. It is 7:32 in the morning.
Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 22nd from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Our menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and seasonal crab with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults, $25. With River Club card. Children, $10. And children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Download the Wind River app. Holidays are better at the river. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Page's Coffee Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Page's Coffee Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business, coffee, print, and mailing services. Give Page's a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
Hello, My name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Hey, we don't jump. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bob. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 5th of December, 2018. It's 48 degrees going up to 55 today. It should be...
No, there's rain. That's what I keep playing, purple rain. I thought there was scattered showers today. We'll just give you a quick update. It's scattered showers today and mostly before 10. Maybe mostly cloudy with a high near 55 and winds up to 3 to 5 chance of precipitation. There's about 40%, so we know we're going to have partly cloudy and a low of around 40 tonight. All right, let's talk about our
weather
special guest here.
Brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane.
365-3793, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Now, what's important about that? We've only have 20 shopping days till Christmas.
Stop.
Now, I know people think that Christmas should not be a shopping day, but I think really, in fact, it should if you get up early enough. Or you can be up late at the, you know, at some place at Walmart or, you know, at a 7-Eleven. But here's the bottom line is that you're not going to find any present better than you will find at Four Winds Jewelry. Henry and Rebecca can build it, design it. They can do it all there, plus a great, great selection. That's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
And although we give love to our sponsors and we think that's great, there's also something very wonderful in how we can give, and that's our attention to an organization here. And Peter Griggs is here this morning to introduce our special guest and about our topic that we're going to be talking about in this next 30 minutes.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
It's great to be with you again. Thank you for having us.
Sure.
So we are here to represent NorCal CRT. That's the community recovery team set up for specifically the survivors of the Carr and Delta fires here in this area. And the NorCal CRT, which you can go out and find us online, we're norcalcrt.org, we were set up as a group of volunteer organizations and individuals to come together specifically for this community to help make whole, actually better than where we started with the Carr fire and the Delta fire, to help those individuals fully recover from that devastation. So we have a number of organizations. You can find all of those names again online. We have an executive committee that has been set up. If you go out to that website, you'll find a great deal of information, both on how you can be involved. So there's a web form there. And anyone who is either needing help or who would like to help can go out to that web page, fill out that form. It's completely confidential, and send that to us. And then we can get in touch with you based on that. There's also a donation button right there. So anyone who would like to help give towards the NorCal CRT, we would love any donation of any nomination. It would be great. All of it helps. We have, going forward, of course, some people who are uninsured or underinsured. We know from the information that FEMA and Cal OES has given us that we have approximately 300 homes that were completely destroyed. And that's going to take approximately $15 million in order to help make fully whole those individuals. And, of course, we want to see the economic vitality of, you know, the North State return and certainly increase. So that is our role, is to help those individuals so that they don't move away, that they know that we are here as a community to support them. So that is why we have stood up. In order to help.
And this isn't, you know, the Carr fire was such a disaster around here. And the thing about it is after the Carr fire was over and everybody starts to get trying to get recovery and we're putting groups together and all this, then we got hit with the Camp Fire, which was a total, total disaster. This group is not here to help the Camp Fire. This is the Shasta County for our victim, for our survivors here in Shasta County. And that group has been put together so we can work on our people here. It doesn't mean that we aren't, you know, again, helping and wanting to have the campfire. But they are just at the beginning of their renewal of their area, and we are already into ours.
And, you know, that's a great point, Carl. I'm glad you brought that up, because we feel for the campfire survivors down there and that community of Paradise, everything that they have gone through. I can tell you that our community up here, there has been such an outpouring of help, even still mm-hmm. going through our recovery. So many organizations, individuals up here have wanted and have continued to help for the campfire survivors down there. But for the NorCal CRT, campfire does not diminish what we have gone through up here with respect to the car and the Delta fires.
Oh, no. We are still in the hole here. Mm-hmm. We're also here with Captain Tim Danielson from the Salvation Army. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
So what is the Salvation Army doing in this this CRT?
So the Salvation Army's role, my role as the chair, I kind of rolled over from VOAD, which is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster. And so I rolled over into the CRT, as we call it, the Community Recovery Team, or the Long-Term Recovery Committee. And the reason why we rolled over was because there was a structure already there within the VOAD, and the VOAD was the agencies responding to the disaster immediately. So that's my role as chair, is to try to kind of bring everybody together, lock arms, move forward, and as Peter said, make sure that we not just rebuild, but rebuild better than it was before the fire.
So give me some examples of what you all are doing.
So right now, as we meet, we're making sure that all the immediate needs are met through the agencies here within town. So when we find that there's a gap or people who are falling in the cracks, what we're doing is trying to get those to the committees within our group. To make sure that those needs get met. For instance, people who need vehicles, whose vehicles burn down to the ground, people who need immediate housing, then we're able to access funding through United Way, send them to United Way, and they've been phenomenal about doing that. We've been able to use agencies like Bethel to make sure people have cash on hand. The Salvation Army, we've utilized the Salvation Army and NVCSS, Northern Valley Catholic Social Services, to make sure people have rental assistance, to make sure we're already putting in power poles for some individuals on their property from the Salvation Army, water tanks and water lines on some people's property. We're kind of holding off on the dirt.
The city and the county's not doing that? Will they reimburse you for that?
On people's private property, they have to do it themselves.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. No, that's right.
Okay,
because
if
you want electricity, you have to bring it in.
What's really good about what we're hearing right now is that, you know, it's just so overwhelming. It's like a tidal wave, when it sucks out all the aftermath, and it just becomes overwhelming for the brain to try to focus on individual things. So what you just said right now is one thing, a takeaway about people with private property have to pay for their own water tanks and their own power poles?
Correct. And so the agencies within the CRT, or the Community Recovery Team, are assisting in those things immediately without trying to take so much from the funds that have been gathered, because we understand that down the long term, we're going to need to use those funds to help rebuild people's homes. And so we're trying to be really smart about the way we do this so that we don't get there a year and a half down the road or a year down the road like Santa Rosa and go to start rebuilding. And then we're scrounging for funds and looking for funds to rebuild the homes. We're working with an agency that's going to be coming in to build the homes. And there's a group that's looking to help us build an infrastructure for those people to stay in our construction committee. So there's a lot going on within the CRT that people aren't aware of if they're not sitting at the table. But there are a lot of things happening there that in the next few months we're going to see roll out that are really going to help this community recover fully.
Well, when you say things like that, can you give us an example?
Well, for instance, like I was saying, the construction committee.
Oh, okay.
The construction committee is meeting with Donna Jamian here in the committee from Jamian Construction is the chair of the construction committee. And they're meeting and talking about building kind of mobile-type homes for the folks that are going to come in and build the houses at cost through this guy mm-hmm. by the name of Kevin Cox, who's bringing in churches and groups from around the nation to help rebuild these homes at cost. They've already submitted kind of layouts, plans for homes to see if they could get approved ahead of time so that they're ready to go with these things. And those things are already in the works. We have case management being stood up by Northern Valley Catholic Social Services and the foundation, the Shasta Regional Community Foundation, paid half of the salary for that person to come on board.
Wow.
He just is coming on board on the 11th of December. And that person will be responsible for all of the case management for everything in this disaster.
Okay.
Wow.
Redding, or Sunny Sungold said, the people on private property have to put in their own power poles. What it is, and at least it has been when I've had property out in the country, that the power company will take it to a certain point, and you know, along the right of ways, that they have to put it up. But if you want that power to come to your house, you have to pay them to do that, or put it in yourself. But I'm not sure how you can put it in yourself, but because you're connecting. But you're using a contractor to do that. But you have to do that. Yeah, and that's includes sewers and all that, unless you're in an area where they have to put that in. You know, that's part of the city. So, yeah, unfortunately, that's what happens. And this is some of the things that you all are doing.
So one of the often asked questions is NorCal CRT a legal entity or is it a nonprofit organization?
So it's a lot. It's actually an entity that was stood up by Cal OES with us, in conjunction with us. Cal OES came to us as the VOAD and as a community and said, guys, you're going to need to form this. If you don't form this group, the recovery of this area is going to be really hurt if everybody can't lock arms, come together as one group. Right now we're in the process of making it a 501c3 so that we can request larger funds. Because even the funds that came into the foundation that we're accessing somewhat for some of the smaller things, mm-hmm. We still have to request those funds right now because our agency is not a 501c3.
Okay.
So there's still processes that we're in the works of, okay. of doing.
And if people want to donate, they can't, you know, of course, people want to donate, but if you donate
large amounts,
a 501,
right.
Yeah, you can take it off your taxes and everything. Hey, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California in over 40 counties. Ted Leidy and his crew, all NRA instructors, all going through advanced training all the time through Northern Firearms Instruction. Register online at usgunpro.com or call NFI at 530-999-1822. A lot of questions about the new concealed carry rule since the state passed these laws. Give Ted Leidy a call or text him and he'll get back to you. A lot of these are still up in the air. Sheriff Basinko will be on in a couple of weeks. I've talked to him about the new rules, and there's going to be some changes. There has to be, according to the new state law. Anyway, it's about 13 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 48 degrees, going up to 55. We'll be right back. Carl and Lindebot, KCNR 1460, 605-4567. Give us a call.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Redding.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this 5th of December. It's Wednesday, and we're happy that you're with us this morning. First of all, before we begin, this portion of the show is brought to you by
River Commons Senior Living. You know what? It's kind of like a mini cruise ship right here in Redding without the ocean. Head on down. If you know you're tired of doing your dishes, you're tired of, you know, cutting the grass, and you want a place where there's gourmet chefs and, you know, activities and all this. This is not an assisted living place. This is for active seniors out there. So this is down at 301 Hartnell. Give Captain Brian a call at 238-5981. I call him Captain Brian. I don't know. It's because he's the heads it up down there. Hey, give him a call. Say, hey, I'd like to have a tour. Go on down, have lunch, have a tour, talk to the people there. You may be surprised about how many people that are availing themselves of River Commons after these fires, because, you know, frankly, it's enough. They don't want to go through the whole thing of, you know, rebuilding and fighting all that. And they have found River Commons to be the answer to a great place to live and not having to worry about anything. So,
and with us this morning is our special guest talking about trying to make life easier. And information that we need about those people that are in the struggle. And we are here with our representing NorCal CRT.
Captain Tim Danielson from the Salvation Army. But Peter Griggs is also here, and because Shasta College also is playing a part in this, in organizing all this. The CRT is the... I always think of it as a crisis response team, but that's not what it is. It's a community recovery team.
Correct.
And yes. So this is for the long term. This is for people that, okay, now we're back into the rebuilding. But the question I asked him during the break, he's been asked before, how many homeless do we have left from the car fire? And the most that you can think of, or the numbers you've come up with that people – in my definition of homeless is this, is they're living in their cars or something like that, is maybe five. But you're trying to find them too, though, right?
Yeah, we have people that are within our group. We have different agencies, and they're all out there trying to seek the same thing,
now,
which is to get people to a better point.
If people are in hotels that's being paid for, or they're living with their family or things like this, they're not homeless to me. They're in a place where they're warm, they're dry, they've got hot water and these things, and they've got money for food and all this. So all you're trying to do is find these people and make sure that they are being taken care of until we can start getting their homes rebuilt. And if they're having problems getting their homes rebuilt, you're putting them in with people that can help.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do, is connect all the pieces. We were told that there were people out in the Keswick area who were staying in tents. And so we've had agencies going out there trying to connect those folks with other people in the community to make sure that if they want to get them out of those tents and to get them off those properties into hotels and motels into other living situations. If they want to be out there in tents, is to try to make them as comfortable as possible until we can get to the point of rebuilding.
Well, you know, and that's the kind of thing is that we want to do is, and we've had this horrible fire, the car fire, came down right into our town. And we're, like I said earlier, we're recovered from that. We're now into that phase where they've cleaned up almost all the sites. Now we're waiting for the rains to stop so we can, push more dirt back there. Their houses are being, plans are being made. You know, it's going through the building inspectors and all blah, 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 blah. And then we get hit with the campfire. And the campfire, because it's so horrendous, has taken kind of all the focus. But we want people to understand the car fire support team is here. The community support team is here. And you're here to help people that frankly, they've lost everything, and now how do we get them back on the road to recovery and keep them here in our area?
Correct. And sometimes that means getting them a car, having people donate a car to those who lost their vehicles, or an RV or a motorhome. Sometimes
I've seen that happen. Yeah. I've seen people having RVs.
What are the other needs? Immediate.
Food is an immediate need. Gas is a huge need, especially for the folks that are way out. To get into the resources, whether that be French Gulch or sometimes even the people on the backside of French Gulch. Folks even in Keswick, I mean, to come to all the agencies to get assistance, they need gasoline. They need that kind of stuff. Some people have requested gravel from us. Some people in Delta Fire, because it's kind of part of the same thing for us, have requested cleanup on their property help, and so we've helped them with that. But food is always a huge thing, but there are so many agencies in town helping with this. We were just told yesterday Dignity's doing a great thing with food, missions stepping in.
Who has got their hands or arms around this? Is this you all? Or is everything coming underneath you, Tim?
Well, underneath us.
Well, that's what I meant.
But
under the team, because I've got a list of, you've given us a list of people here that are on this that are, it's a whole paragraph of people.
Okay, I can,
you'd have to read the whole thing because everybody's trying to get into this. But your group is the conduit to get people to this.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. It's the conduit to make sure that the people's needs are met right now. And then to also make sure really the long-term recovery happens, because that's what's going to really impact us.
For our listeners, if you're listening here, you probably weren't impacted directly by the fire. Maybe you have and you're just listening today. But you know people that have been. So how do people get a hold of you all so they can get into this network to be helped?
So, again, I think that the best way to get in touch with the NorCal CRT is to go out to our website, log in to that, or you don't even have to log in. You just fill out that form that we have there. Again, it's confidential. Reach out to us. That way we can, because we're a volunteer organization, so we have all these people sitting around at the table, we can best direct where your needs are, who should contact you.
Okay, now it's hard to believe, but there are people when they lose everything, includes their computers, and they're not computer literate. What do they do if they don't have a computer?
Go ahead.
My suggestion would be that they call one of the agencies and actually 211. Would be the best phone call to make, because you can text 211, you can call 211, and right now United Way 211 is taking all the information from everybody sitting at the table and making it available. So if you call 211, the operator on the other line will tell you everything. Like if you say, hey, I can't find a place to live, they're going to tell you the agencies that can help with that because they're sitting at the table.
211.
Mm-hmm. 211.
Okay, now see, that's what I was looking
for. That's a great takeaway there.
Mm-hmm. That's a simple thing, and it's been around. 211's been around, but I haven't heard
it lately.
Good
reminder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so 211, if for people that don't have computers or just want to say, hey, look, I need help finding a car. You know, I'm okay for a place to live, but I need a car for work. And you're going to put them, or 211 will put them to an agency that can help them.
Yeah, we just had that happen. As a matter of fact, a gentleman walked in who lost his vehicle. He needed like a Toyota 4Runner. It just happened that somebody just donated one. So we're lining him up with that.
Wait a minute. You can ask for the kind of car you want. Let's not go too far with this.
It happened that way.
Yeah. I lost my Toyota 4Runner. Wow, what's behind the curtain?
Praise the Lord.
What's behind the Captain Tim? What's behind the curtain here? It's a Toyota 4Runner.
It did happen. He asked, but he didn't realize we had one, and he said, I need something lighter, not a heavy truck, because of the snow and the mud and everything and getting back to my property. And he said, I need something like a Toyota 4Runner. And literally in the back of our property sat a donated Toyota.
See, we love the fact that we think that somebody donated. You know, that makes my heart sing, because I know that there's people listening right now that have extra things laying around. And I know we do, not vehicles, but we have like furniture and things that we could do. We just need to know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, look, we have to run. This is the CRT, the Community Response Team. You can find out more by 211 or calling the Salvation Army and asking for Captain Tim Danielson. Hey, we'll be right back with Captain Bill Schuler. Another captain.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Cathedral, the state funeral of President George H.W. Bush. Earlier, an emotional scene outside the U.S. Capitol with the Bush family standing by. A military honor guard carefully descending the steps of the U.S. Capitol, carrying Mr. Bush's casket to a waiting hearse for the crosstown procession to the cathedral.
President and Mrs. Trump will be attending this morning's service at Washington National Cathedral, as will all four living former presidents, Carter, Clinton, Bush 43, and Obama. In addition to current and former U.S. political leaders and dignitaries, other guests include former Polish President Lech Wałęsa and Prince Charles, who will be representing his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Calling Michael Flynn's cooperation in the Russia probe substantial, Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office recommending no prison time for the former National Security Advisor.
Prosecutors acknowledge what they term as General Flynn's record of military and public service, which sets him apart from others in the Mueller investigations. The court filing provides the first details of General Flynn's cooperation with the Mueller team. Flynn had pleaded guilty last year to lying to the FBI regarding conversations about sanctions with the Russian ambassador. Prosecutors had filed a sentencing memorandum ahead of a Tuesday deadline, with Flynn's December 18th sentencing approaching. Defense lawyers will have an opportunity to respond with their own recommendation next week. George Manzani reporting.
Wall Street closed today in honor of the late President George H.W. Bush. Yesterday saw a massive sell-off in stocks. The Dow closed down 799 points. The Nasdaq lost almost 4%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word MAN to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text MAN to 797979. Text MAN to 797979.
Turkey is seeking the arrest of two former aides to Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The aides were dismissed amid the fallout from the killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi.
Turkey wants the extradition of all those involved in the killing, but Riyadh has refused.
In Ankara and increasingly in Washington, there's the belief that Saudi Arabia is pinning the murder on high-ranking officials to protect the crown prince. Saudi Arabia vehemently denies that Mohammed bin Salman played any role in the planning or carrying out of Jamal Khashoggi's murder 2 months ago, and has rejected leaks from a CIA report which alleged that the crown prince sent at least 11 messages before and after the killing to Saud al-Qahtani, who's accused of supervising the 15-strong Saudi hit squad in Istanbul.
The BBC's Mark Lowen. New data shows Britain's services sector struggling in the face of Brexit. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. President Trump's task force on improving the post office out with a series of recommendations that include lifting price controls. You get details from correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Between 2007 and 2018, the Postal Service experienced net losses totaling $69 billion. So the task force is considering a new pricing model that would remove current price caps and charge market-based pricing for mail and packages that are not deemed essential. That recommendation could raise costs for Amazon, which is often criticized by President Trump, and other businesses that use the Postal Service to supplement their delivery options. Person-to-person mail and packages would be considered essential, exempt from these higher proposed rates. The Postmaster General says many legislative mandates on governance and labor practices contribute to the agency's deficit. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after 8 o'clock here on the 5th of December, 2018. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week with an expanded product lines, expanded walk-in humidor, and but the same great customer service. Tobacco and Brew.
Good morning. We have scattered showers today, mainly before 10 a.m. Our lows today will be 42 and our highs today 55. So we just expect rain today. Partly cloudy tomorrow with our highs of 58 and our lows of 37 with mostly clear skies. Friday, mostly sunny, temperatures around 56 and the lows with a beautiful partly cloudy sky of 42. And Saturday we call again, chance of showers with a high of 58 and a low of 41. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our locally owned and operated senior and veteran discounts are welcome. It's a veteran-owned business, and you want to talk about people who do a lot for the community. We just had, of course, on our CRT folks, and we were talking about – is it CRT?
Yeah, the community.
Yeah. I just want to make sure I had those letters correct. But the Kinneys are doing so much with propane and recalling and doing things that you don't really hear about, but they are definitely, their hearts are in the community and do so much for our community members, and they're real heroes in our community as well. So we're proud to have them sponsor our weather. That is Shasta Gas Propane.
Yeah, and you know, something else we're really proud of too is our Reading Police Department and our Fire Department. And once a month we have...
Go Blue!
It used to be just the chief, but the chief has decided to spread the wealth. So we get to know other people in the department. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And today we have Captain Bill Schuler.
Good morning.
Good morning, who heads up the patrol operations of Reading Police Department. But first, how'd you get into police work?
It's really a long story. I actually started out in college to be an electrical engineer and switched partway through. Just wasn't my thing. Got into construction, did a bunch of different things, and ended up going back to college and had some friends who were in law enforcement and went on some ride-alongs and fell in love with it and ended up putting myself through the academy at Butte in 1993 and was hired by Reading PD right after. So, and I've been here ever since.
2003?
In 1994, I got hired by Reading Police Department. So I've been there almost 25 years.
Mm. Wow. You look like you're about... 25.
Thanks, I appreciate that. There's some gray hair in here, really.
Really, okay, that's what I'm, you all keep your hair pretty short. So, but where are you from?
I grew up in Albany, Oregon, and then moved to California in 1993, been here ever since.
So let's talk a little bit about, okay, so so there wasn't any law enforcement in your family?
No, first generation.
So this is just something that kind of, you had a calling.
Something like that. We had some friends in the family that were in law enforcement, and I found, like a lot of, you know, young teenagers, in my early 20s, found it exciting. I liked the idea of, you know, driving fast, chasing bad guys, and doing all that kind of stuff. It's a career I really enjoyed.
Have you gotten over that yet?
Yeah, I'm way past it now.
Really? No, come on now.
No.
Okay.
There's still adrenaline rush and excitement that's fun.
Now, I've heard that they say when they call for officers for backup for a drunk, naked guy who is pooped all over himself, that there aren't a lot of cars screeching around the corners. But if there's man with gun, then they're coming from all over. They're off duty. They're all jumping into cars. And everybody's screaming there as fast as they can.
Well, I wouldn't say off duty, but yeah. I mean, it's when something big like that's happening. In fact, at times I have to slow the chief down, like grab onto him and say, no, let's get back in your office. You're not allowed to go out there. We need you. But
that's cool to know about him. Yeah.
Pretty much everybody goes.
Yeah.
So is it uncommon for, you were hired here in 94? So to stay and not move around, that's pretty big, isn't it?
It's. For Reading PD, not so much. For other agencies, especially in the Bay Area and Southern California, that's pretty typical. But most of the time, once we get somebody, we keep them, although that there's some fluctuation there. Mm-hmm. We do lose some people occasionally, but not like other agencies. Once we hire somebody, they tend to stay with us throughout their career.
Well, you know, when you think about it, we pay well here. I mean, everybody knows that. We pay well. And you don't have to put up with a lot of the stuff that people down in the Bay Area or some of these other police departments have to put up with. I think our political situation, albeit at the state level, is different. But in the city and county, I think you feel appreciated.
No, you're absolutely right. And we hear that from lateral officers that we hire, that uh-huh. they come up here and people wave to them with a full hand instead of one finger. They're not used to, we've got the We Back the Blue and people like us here and they send us nice letters and cards, and it's in stark contrast to other areas of the state and the country.
Wow. Okay, now we're going to we have listeners, and I'm just putting it out there, 605-4567. You know, Captain Schuller is our guest, and if you have a comment or a question, call in this morning, because we love to be able to have our law enforcement know, you know, what your thoughts are. And I know we have civil people listening, so you're not going to say anything. You're going to be, you know, but you may have also have a question. I do have a question for you. I mean, there's been some hard last couple years in the news with, you know, attacks on police forces and that kind of thing. What would you say now in this last 6 months that you've seen in this area that's the trend? What's trending?
Well, I think you talk about attacks on police officers. I think what is trending, and it's not just in the last 6 months, it's in the last couple of years, is ever since we've made these huge changes to our justice system, to prison reform, to reducing crimes from felonies to misdemeanors, all of those things, we've reduced the sentences that offenders get. They're not spending time in prison. And so there's no real consequence now for what they do. So what happens is when our officers are encountering more and more violent subjects, because they don't have anything to lose. So they're willing to fight with
us. They're not going to go to jail. AB 109, Prop 47, right. Prop 57.
Right. Our jail is maximum capacity. They know that. They know that they're not going to go to prison. You can fight with a police officer and not go to prison. And so they're willing to do that. And, yeah.
And by the way, Captain Schuller is the head of the patrol division, so it's his men and women that are out on the streets every day. Are you saying is some dirtbag, scumbag piece of crap.
How do you really feel?
Can jump a policeman.
A man in blue, or a woman in blue.
And not go to jail?
Well, they'll go to jail. It depends on how long they'll stay. You know, due to, you know, it depends on what they're in trouble for in the past, what their criminal history is, or the extent of injuries to the police officer. But basically, you know, fighting a police officer or is a misdemeanor. And then if you get injured, there's some felony in there depending on injury. But really, it's not a huge crime. We deal with this all the time, and that's why I have. Well, up until just recently, I had 20% of my patrol division was injured and out of work.
I was going to ask you about that because I know it runs at around 10%, but 20%.
Right.
So, now, how many people do you have on patrol?
So we have 50 police officers.
Right.
That are in patrol, plus six corporals, plus six sergeants, and then we have MPU and traffic. That's part of patrol too, but those are separate. Those aren't, you know, they're not
80 people. Let's say.
Right. Right.
Total 80, and that includes you.
Includes, yes, and three lieutenants.
Okay.
And so
if you've lost 20%.
Right. So the patrol staff, having 10 guys down of a 50-man patrol staff, that's 20%. And these are not, you know, it used to be small, minor injuries, but now we have knees and shoulders and backs, and some of these are long-term injuries. And, in fact, we just had one of our sergeants retire out on injuries because of long-term injuries.
That's what I'd heard. Okay.
And so it happens.
Hey, we're here with Captain Bill Schuler, who is captain in the Reading Police Department. He's been with us for 24 years. Yeah, joined right out of the Police Academy and hasn't left here. He's now in charge of all the patrol division. We're talking about changes they've seen, of course, since AB 109, 47, 57, and the amount of injuries that we're seeing in our police officers because, frankly, these thugs aren't afraid to fight the police. Because they know, really, unless nothing's really going to happen, they may stay in there for a month, maybe less. But yet it's injuring our police officers enough so that some of them have to retire. This portion of the show, maybe this is apropos, is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, who is helping police and bringing in, when you bring in the guys that have attacked you, and Thor, the dog, has some, I don't know if you have Thor, I know there's a Thor out there someplace.
Not ours.
Not yours. That has convinced this person not to do this anymore. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading, when it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. We're going to be right back after these messages. It's 17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 5th of December. 48 degrees going up to 55 today. We'll be right back.
With your favorite holiday songs, Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Cast members of Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the holidays.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance Razor. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
And now, back to our show.
If I could turn back time.
If I could find a way.
Okay, I promised I wouldn't sing.
Good.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. The epicenter of change right here in Reading. Everything around us changing. You know, so much changes and so much stays the same, and we're going to be discussing that in a second. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark and her people over there, all of them, background checked, insured, bonded, trained, all of them there to help you, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Just remember, there's no place like home. And Sharon Clark wants to help you stay there in your home or your loved ones. Linda and I are here with Captain Bill Shuler, who heads up the patrol division, if you're just checking in with us right now. Been on the force 24 years, and he was hired right out of the police academy and stayed here ever since. Head of the patrol division means all those people you see out in the streets are his. So if you have a complaint, here's a good chance, 605-4567. Yeah, I didn't think you were going to get off that easy. But one of the things we have learned is the biggest thing that's happened, the biggest impact they've had on police work in the last 2 years has been all of these, or probably it could be 3 or 4 years, I guess you could say, AB 109, Prop 47, Prop 57, and the fact that our jail is filled. And the number of officers, because of that, there's this lack of putting people in jail. There's a lack of fear. We have more people fighting the police. And at one time, just in the last couple of weeks, you had 20% of your staff that were on medical hold. Is that right?
That's right. Yep.
And now you've just got 10%, and you feel like, oh gosh, I'm back. You know, we're in tall cotton here because I've only got 10% of my people gone. If you're 10% ineffective in combat, they pull you out.
Right.
And, you know, refit, because 10% takes out a lot, because you don't, it's difficult to conduct all of the missions you have to have if you're just 10% short. And that's of being short, and that's being 10% short of being short of officers.
Right. Exactly.
How many officers does it take for a city this size for patrol?
Well,
in your opinion,
in my opinion, we should have about 1.5 officers per 1,000. So that's pretty a normal researched number of officers per 1,000 people in any kind of municipality. So yeah, I mean, we should really have 130 officers, give or take.
And how many do we have?
Well, we have 106 authorized positions, and we're not full yet. So okay. We have some good news. We have 4 new officers starting in a couple of weeks. That's a big deal for us. We're pretty excited about that. But yeah, we're not there, and we know it's constant attrition. So we're losing officers, and then we're gaining a few and losing. Sure. And so trying to keep on top of those positions
so
is difficult.
We're supposed to have 106 paid positions, but we aren't there yet.
No,
how short are we?
I didn't look at the list today, but I think we're probably with the new 4 new officers. I think we're probably short with the sergeant retiring last week, 3 or 4.
Okay, well that's. We're getting there.
Yeah.
But from what I also want to understand, it's hard to find officers.
It is. And we've had to change our tactics. We used to recruit mostly lateral officers. In fact, when I was hired in 94, there was 4 of us brand new, fresh out of the academy officers, and we were a rarity. The department hadn't done that in years. It's the new normal for us. So we've got 3 officers fresh out of the academy that are going to start in a week. And we are hiring a lateral officer from the coast, from Arcata, which we're super excited about. And then in January, we're going to send 3 or 4 more officers through the academy.
Wow. We're paying for that.
We're paying for it. Yes.
I always say this to everybody who comes in is looking at the military. Because their GI Bill will pay for that.
Right. And we have picked up some officers that mm-hmm. have gone through the academy on the GI Bill.
Okay. Cool. All right. So that's good then if we're able to recruit.
It's just a different type of recruiting. And you have to understand that when you hire somebody that's an academy graduate or we're putting in the academy, so these 3 officers or 4 officers in January, we won't see them as a solo acting patrol officer on the street for a year. And so by the time they go through the academy and go through their field training process, that's how long it takes.
And I hate to say it, you don't know.
And you don't. It's
you don't know until they get out there. I mean, they look good when you're interviewing them. They look good on paper. And then when they get into the academy, they're still okay. But then they come out into the field and there's a fatal flaw in there. Do you see that very often?
Sure. I mean, we've had new hires that have failed out in the academy. We've had new hires that have failed out in their training program. Or right after training and on probation. That's the purpose of that program.
Sure.
We're not going to lower our standards, so we hold people accountable. And
if
they're not
so.
A good fit, we let them go.
No, we got too much. Nobody wants an inadequate officer arresting their kids.
Agreed.
Or their wife. And Linda doesn't stay out of trouble.
So I've heard.
Yeah. Everybody's heard.
Good stuff.
Hey, okay, so Bill. When we say that, what is the thing? I know what fleshes the I shouldn't say flesh. What ends the career or the budding careers out at the Highway Patrol Academy at the that 6-month course they live there. I know what causes that. If you get a young man or woman out on patrol, you've got them out of the academy. You've got them in on going through their probation time. What washes them out?
Can be many things. It can be safety issues where they're not practicing good officer safety, so they're a danger to themselves or their partners.
Mm-hmm.
It's decision making under stress. It can be report writing. Report writing is a big issue. So, we spend a lot of our time writing reports, and so having good English skills, those are very, very important skills to have. And we've lost officers that just couldn't put pen to paper or in our current state,
that,
typing.
But that is absolutely true. And, people will talk about, you can write. Well, if you're in the military, you're going to write. And if you can't write, it's just like that. I mean, you're going to have some problems here if you can't spell and you can't punctuate and those things. And you have to be succinct in your reports. And now under these new guidelines, under this, what is this new one here, RAPA or something like that, beginning in January for the big, for the large number police departments where you have to fill out all the 5 pages of things,
mm-hmm.
including a 250 character description of why you pulled somebody over.
Right.
This is incredibly
it's
administrative.
It is, and it's going to,
That wasn't the word I was thinking of, but administrative came out.
Yeah, it's going to take time to record that info. And luckily, we, because of our agency size, we don't have to do that until 2022 or 23. Yeah. I can't remember when,
right.
But and we're
get ready.
We'll have some software for that to make it a little easier. But yeah, it's going to be a big change for us.
Well, isn't that interesting that you lose people because they can't type or their writing skills are bad? Wow.
Yeah.
And that impacts back on a couple other things. You're grimacing there. With
yeah.
Somebody's sending you text.
Oh, yeah,
there.
The chief's sending me text.
What's he want you to not say?
Oh, Racial Profiling Act is trying to clarify what we were just talking about.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
And what we were talking about.
Hey, chief, how you doing?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I know why you're doing this too, Chief. You want to spread this out. What the Chief is talking about, what I was talking about, is the racial profiling. It's something that started. It was an 18-person committee, only three of which were law enforcement, and they were voted down every time. And it's a 3 to 5 page report, depending on which way you look at it. When you pull somebody over, when your patrol officer pulls somebody over, they then have to fill out all these questions about the person you pulled over, including gender, sexual orientation, age, all these things, but without asking.
Right.
You can't ask. So you have to guess. So I'm looking at this person, and I'm thinking, this is probably a girl.
What if a guy's dressed in girl in women's clothing? I'm serious.
Yeah. Well, you're
right. That's part of it.
Right. I mean, so...
What do you say, cross-dresser?
Depending on the type of... whatever the contact is, we may have a driver's license or ID card, so we'll have a lot of that information. Mm. So we don't have to guess. But
okay.
those scenarios where we don't have that, yeah, it'll just be looking at that person and making a determination.
And then I can just imagine how screwed up that could be. Not because the policeman's trying to do that; it's just because people look different. But then, why you pulled them over, and then this you have to write about why you pulled them over and all these things.
Yeah. It's every contact, so car stop, a pedestrian contact, it's anything.
So that means one of two things. One, I'm not going to just stop and see this guy that's walking along the street there where I used to. And two, it's going to be 7 man years of time that it cost our police department to fill this stuff out.
Right. I mean, so then instead of spending time actually making those car stops and making those pedestrian contacts or stopping those bicyclists that just rifled through your car, it's going to be spending time sitting in the car typing.
I mean, and my friends, this is happening. It's starting with the Highway Patrol next month. It's going to be starting with our own force here in 2022. It's unbelievable. You know what? We ought to publish this thing out on social media and let you take a look at it, what they're going to have to fill out. It's not a secret.
Right, it's not. And I'm hopeful that after the larger agencies start doing this over the next couple of years, that maybe there's some legislative change to kind of reduce that, but we'll see. It is California.
I'm sure Gavin would just jump right into that one right away to reduce the onerous things that are going on to the police. I'm sure Gavin has got there's a warm spot in his heart for you all, along with semi-automatic weapons. So, hey, we got to take a break. I'm sorry. And just when I hear Gavin Newsom and I see the things he says and I'm looking and I'm saying, and you're wondering why more people moved out of California than moved in last year. And if you look at the people that are moving out that had jobs or retired with money and the ones moving in, you have to ask yourself, what's this eventually going to balance out to? But Maxwell Insurance and Financial will help you as a citizen of our fine city and fine county in Northern California. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Give Judy a call, 221-0441. She's been helping people since 1993. Veterans, she's got a special place in her heart for veterans, families, seniors, business owners, anybody can. She will be able to help you. We have our insurance needs met by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give them a call, again, 221-0441. We'll be right back with Captain Bill Schuller, Reading Police Department.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane.
The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 22nd from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Our menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and seasonal crab with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults, $25. With River Club card. Children, $10. And children under 5, eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Download the Wind River app. Holidays are better at the river. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Botts. Good morning, everybody. It's 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 5th of December.
It's currently 48 degrees. Our high today will be 55. We have showers throughout the day. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
It is.
Okay, and located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Did you just cover this?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, we're doing it again.
You were outside.
Well, no, that's all right. No, that's okay because...
we liked you.
You know, we had a choice...
What are you breaking over there?
No, we had a choice to do our insurance policies and decided to move them with Judy. You're right. I had my face. I was in Facebook posting things, okay? So, I'm sorry, I'm back with
you.
The captain.
I love you. Back to Captain
Bill. Well, don't have it open then.
Bill, I just read it. I didn't read it. I emoted
all right, we're back there again. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to KCNR 1460. Where's our calendar? Over there. Did it fall on the floor? Okay, so December 5th today.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
We're here with Captain Bill Shuler, who heads up patrol over here at the Reading Police Department. He's looking to see how much longer he has to stay in there. I got you here for another 24 minutes there, buddy. So let's just don't try to escape. Okay, now there's something that everybody in this town should be interested in because a new system that we've been working on. We, being the Reading Police Department in the city, and all the outlying agencies have been working on now for how long, Bill?
It's going on between almost 5 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
And what is this system?
It is a new CAD, so computer aid dispatch. So that's the software that our dispatchers use to receive and dispatch calls for service. And then it's the mobile, which is what you see in the police cars, the computer systems in the cars, which is how the officers receive calls, handle calls, have mapping, and do report writing. And then a new records management system for our records divisions for all three agencies, us, the Sheriff's Office, and Anderson PD. And then it's also coming soon will be the jail module. And the jail is, we're in the final stages of development with the jail. And that goes live first week of January. So,
and the jail then will have its input on when it sees things.
Yeah,
right?
So what's going to happen is instead of us all using, well, before this, we were using a mixture of different systems, some from the 80s that were home-built by Reading Police Department, the City of Reading. And then Shascom had their own system, and our mobiles were their own. And we had interfaces that didn't really work. Now we're all going to be on one system and one database. And the great part about this is the crooks in Reading don't stay in Reading or don't just stay in the city limits, right? They'll go out in the county. They'll go over to Anderson. They'll go all over. Now we're sharing one database of information. And so an officer in the car will see that person that was arrested by the sheriff's office. They'll see their picture. They'll mm-hmm. see everything they've ever been contacted for. They'll have all that. They'll see every time he's been booked at the jail. And every officer deputy in the county will have that information at a finger's touch quickly. And so it's really going to change the way we do business. Even something as simple as report writing, it's going to make our officers now, instead of handwriting reports like they used to, they're typing up their reports in their cars and submitting them electronically. Coupled with some dictation, and they're going. It's a lot faster process.
Do you have voice recognition going in there?
We have tested it. We actually tested it about 3 years ago. It didn't really work well.
It's not up to that level yet.
No, and especially when you have, we have officers from, we have Boone. He's a Southeast Asian, and his voice just doesn't really work with that. We have some other officers that seem to talk with a mouthful of marbles, and so the system doesn't really communicate.
Did you tell them to take the chewing tobacco out of their mouth?
Yeah, it just didn't work where we wanted. So now we're hoping more people can type quicker on it, and then especially the younger generation officers, they're quick to adapt to that, and so it's been working pretty well. Now we're only 2 months in, not quite 2 months in, and so there's been some growing pains, but we're getting there, and I'm excited about it.
Here's what I am too, and here's why. You've got, for once, everybody's on the same sheet of music. Everybody is having the information fed to them. Our people on the streets, our police on the streets, are in their computer right there in front of them. Will be fed information that they'll like, hey, there's something happening here, or this person, you just put in this thing, and this person is somebody you got to watch because they fought the last two police. Or, I mean, these are types of things that the guy and girl on the street need to know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So, what we had before was like our dispatch center pushing calls to the officers, but there was no two-way communication back and forth. And now every agency being on the same page, same sheet of music, it's going to be it's going to be great. It's, the information sharing we're going to have available to us is going to be a big change from last year and the year before and the year before.
I would love to see you all be able to get to a spot where you have like an intel center, whereas all the information is flowing through this one area. You've got a couple people in there that can be analyzing it on the fly and be looking at it, be able to kind of start doing some projective type work for you.
Sure.
That can say, hey, we got to be looking out in this area. You may want to put more patrol cars out like that. But I don't know if you're there yet.
Yeah, and we won't have, necessarily like an intelligence center for that, but we do have a crime analyst, and his job will be just doing that, helping us do some predictive police work. And so the data that we'll be able to pull from here and the mapping that we'll be able to use should help us focus our efforts, in a better way, so that we're actually going out to those areas where there are problems versus just kind of randomly picking something or using based on the officers, just what they've learned out in the field. So that data will be very helpful.
Okay, you know, I want to take an early break, and because I want to come back and I want to talk to you about drones.
Okay.
And because New York City just started started their program. Of course, there's no armed drones yet. But I want to talk about that, but I want to talk about morale, because if anybody is as close to the morale of our men and women out in the streets, it's you. So I want to talk about
that.
Okay. And we're here with Captain Bill Shuler, who is head of patrol for Reading Police Department. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. The place to get a haircut, veteran-owned, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
On December 20th, a favorite State of Jefferson holiday tradition returns to Reading's historic Cascade Theater with a Celtic Christmas. Tamashine Foley's heartwarming holiday frolic returns with all new stories, music, and dances that celebrate Irish culture and the giving spirit of Christmas. A Celtic Christmas, December 20th at 7:30. Tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Reading shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricara Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricara's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Reading, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's our last segment of the show. Tomorrow, we're having, Chris Clark and I'll be here with Aaron Reznor, our newest city council woman, and we're trying to get Mike DeQuisto at the same time, and to have them both on, our newest city council people. They kind of talked to them a little bit about what they're looking at. You know, there's a lot of things facing us, and one of them is that we're short 20 officers right off the top to help take care of our city, and we're short like 300 jail spaces, even though we're going to get another 100, it looks like, by January. We're going to talk about that with our guest in a second. 48 degrees going up to 55 today. Rain should be, tapering off by noon.
That's right.
Rest of the week. What's the rest of the week look like, huh?
All right. Tomorrow calls for actually a sunny day. We look like we have clear skies, mostly clear tomorrow night with our lows of 37 and our highs of 58. Friday calls for mostly sunny again with our highs of 56 and our lows of 42. And then slight chance of showers on Saturday. So it looks like today, scattered showers throughout the day. And then we're good until Saturday. And then we have more showers on our way. Sunday over the weekend, slight chance of showers as well. Cloudy with around lows of 41 on Sunday night. Showers on Monday. And Tuesday, chance of showers as well. So we do have a couple clear days in there and then some rain again. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, we're here with Captain Bill Schuler, who heads up patrol for the city of Reading Police Department. He's been with the department for 24 years. Joined it right out of junior high. And, though he says, no, I really look a lot older. You know, I feel older. Captain, two things I want to talk about. Your men and women are on the front lines all the time, and I'm not even talking about the fire, because the fire was just, you all were out everywhere on that, helping people. And you know what? And that kind of, people forget so quickly, and they don't realize that when there's a disaster like this, there's our first responders. And I would just like to say thank you.
Thank you.
And to you and all your people for everything they did. And that leads us to the next question. With the fact is that we're short 300, at least 300 jail bed spaces. You know we're getting 100. Keeping the morale of your people, and they see the fights going on. They see 20% of them being injured. What? How do you keep the morale there?
Yeah, it can be a difficult thing, but we just try our best to. And this is kind of. The chief's message is we can only do what we can control, and what we can control is dealing with the issues in the city currently. As far as we arrest the folks that are committing crimes, we book them in the jail, and we do our part, and we have to let the criminal justice system handle the rest. And it does get frustrating when you book somebody and they're out the front door of the jail before you're done. You know, you're out the sally port, but we just have to do our part, and then we will work. Behind the scenes to try and fix the things. We're always thinking about morale. We're thinking about the mental health of our staff. Just for example, we have a chaplaincy program that is really great with our officers. We have resources available to them all the time. And it used to be this kind of stigma where, getting some help or talking to somebody was a bad thing. But we've really tried to change that stigma. We have a peer support program where it's actual officers that will talk to other officers and help them with everything from work to family to whatever you need. So we're always thinking about morale and mental health, and we just try and have a positive environment. We try and get our officers the training they need and want. That's always a big help. We try and get them the equipment they need. If you let them drive around in an old jalopy police car that's breaking their back, the work environment's not good, it's going to make it worse. So we do what we can, what we're in control of, to make the, to make
their
work.
That's not easy. That's not easy.
Yeah, it can be difficult, especially on a budget that we're on. So.
Well, let's talk about that too. We've got two city council people who's going to be in here tomorrow, at least one. The budget that you have. It doesn't cover another 20 officers, which could be used. One of the things we learned in Iraq and other places I've been is no matter how good we are when we're right there, as soon as we leave, bad guys come back out.
Sure.
The only thing that beat that was more boots on the ground. Then we were able to have more presence. Doesn't mean that we were getting in fights with them or those kind of things, but it meant that the bad guys didn't come out.
Right, and jail space is a huge deal. We would love to have more jail space, but you're absolutely right. Having more bodies, more officers, more CSOs, on the street will deter crime. If you can drive down the road or ride your bicycle down the road with your backpack full of stolen property, and you can do it without any repercussions because there's not an officer that's available to stop you and find out what you're doing because they're going from call to call to call, then, yeah, you add an extra, you take that burden, that load off the officers of going to calls all the time and be able to handle those proactive enforcement, then you are going to reduce crime.
Okay. And I think that this has been said, I don't know how many times in so many ways. And, you know, there's people who aren't going to like this one, but every time I see people fighting against a new building like Costco, I say, well, right now we're subsiding on handouts from Bethel Church for our neighborhood police unit. And what happens when Bethel says, well, I don't want to give you the $500,000 this year?
Right.
We need to do something about that.
Sure.
And if it's a tax, then it's a tax. But if it's we need to do something, or we can't, or just stop complaining. I guess that'd be the thing. Stop complaining, but don't put our people at risk.
Right. And if I had my say in it, and I would love to see not just additional sworn staff, but additional non-sworn CSOs, so we could get back to being a more full service agency, handling those traffic collisions, those burglaries. And then allowing those officers the freedom to be more proactive. So you need a combination of both.
But can volunteers do that?
Not entirely. They can do some of it, but they couldn't do all of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a uniform,
volunteers, yeah.
Right?
It's got to be somebody.
Somebody has to be there every single day and relied upon. Because if they're not there, then you've got to fill that with another body. So.
Okay. Here's a question today. New York. They just approved using drones in New York.
NYPD.
NYPD. What is the police department? I mean, I guess you can't. I don't know if you can take a position on it, but I've asked this before. Drones.
So we don't call them drones. We call them UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles, because drones, that more military term, weaponized.
Mm-hmm.
So we get away from that. But we have a UAV program now, and it was paid for by a grant from Bethel.
Love it.
We were able to purchase three different UAVs, train a half a dozen members of our staff, and go through all the licensing through the FAA and get that done. Mm-hmm. So we have that program up and running now.
Is it running now?
Uh-huh. Yep. And we, like, at the...
Is that our drones that I see out, like, when it was the 4th of July? Was that our drones out there?
On the fireworks. Probably was one of ours, yeah.
Out there observing?
And we did a demo at City Hall a couple of times for some of the events and showed them how they work and put them on a TV. And they're very, very regulated, so we can't just launch them for any reason. They have to be, there's a supervisor approval. We have to document every usage of it, and those records are public and reviewable.
Has it caught bad guys?
Has it caught bad guys? No. We haven't used them that much. We've been in the process for, I think they've been out about 6 months now. But we've used them for missing persons. We use them on the car fire extensively.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
To help the city with mapping and for, for reimbursement from FEMA down the road. So we use them quite a bit during that.
But you could use them as another force multiplier there. If you've got people that are committed crimes and are running in certain areas, you can launch this a lot easier than you can. Or do you have the night vision capability in it?
Yeah, we can. But they're more designed not necessarily for the criminal element. They're more designed for using for missing persons, for that overhead work, a traffic collision, a serious traffic collision. We need some overhead photos of. And some mapping of, we can use them for those. What you're talking about, the criminal element portion of it will be, when we're looking for bad guys, that's when we like to bring out our dogs.
Right, absolutely.
They do a very good job.
Your dogs.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking is that, of course, I don't know what kind of capabilities we have, thermal imaging and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we can do things like with those that we can launch them and pick a target, a moving target, and and the software itself will, the drone or the UAV will follow that person,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be able to see them on a TV screen where they're
at. So you can get people there.
So we can get people there.
Yeah, see, I just look at it like that. It's such a force multiplier. You don't have to put people chasing them through the woods where you can just follow them from above and just wait for them.
Well, we'd like to say Merry Christmas and the happiest and safest of holidays to you and your family and all of the men and women in blue. Thank you so much for your service, because every day that you get up and you put on your uniform, you know that at any second you can be engaged. And that just to be able to walk through life with grace and to be able to know that, you know, you're on alert all the time when you're in uniform. So it takes a special kind of person to decide to do this kind of service in life.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, you know, the last thing, Bill, again, is for Captain Bill Shuler, heads up our patrol division, so all the people that are on patrol out there. There's so many things happening all the time, as Linda said, that you don't know when you walk up to a car if it's just going to be a little old lady from Pasadena or a little old lady with a 45, you know, sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much different than it was if you're in a military and you're in a combat zone, because rules are different there.
Sure.
And the fact is that we have, you all have such a great reputation. And, you know, you're going to hear things, and I've seen things, some things lately that's just one side about, gee, how did this happen? And everybody needs to wait to hear the whole story.
Agreed. So, couldn't agree more.
Okay. Again.
Thank you again.
Thanks so much for being here with us. And like I said, tomorrow, Trish Clark and I welcome Aaron Resner, and hopefully
Yay.
Mike DeQuisto will be here tomorrow.
Good. They just were on Facebook signing in.
That's right. Just got. You know what? It's kind of good having them right after they've been sworn in, so we can hear about all the great things they're going to do. Anyway, hey everybody, have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.